chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion. For you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not? But, knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it. And they brought one. And he said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Jesus said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Again, the religious community tries to trap Jesus by asking him a question about whether Jews should pay taxes to the Roman Empire. So Jesus asked to see one of their coins, which has Caesar's face stamped on it. And then he says, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Now we often overlook the second half of Jesus' answer here. He does say that if we're going to enjoy the benefits of the government, and in this case they're using their currency, then we should pay taxes required by the government. But the second half of the verse is also important. As we give to Caesar what is Caesar's, we should also give to God what is God's. He told them to give their money to Caesar because his image was stamped on the money. Likewise, we're to give ourselves to God because his image is stamped on us. Jesus is telling them, and us, give your coin to Caesar, but give your life to God. In Genesis, we see that we are the only creatures God created in his likeness and in his image. And giving our life to God is about more than the moment of salvation. It's about submission to his rule in every aspect of our life. It's about deferring to his judgment on all matters. Ask God how you can give your life fully to him today. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.